What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So with all the hot weather we've been having, they say you need to keep hydrated and drink plenty of water. So how you doing with your water drinking?
I mean, I drink liquids.
Okay, that does not count, Tom.
It actually does.
They say coffee and soda does not count.
It does. You can drink soda every day of your life instead of water, and you will not die of dehydration.
Okay, well, we're talking about the benefits of just drinking water only.
You know what is irritating? My sister only drinks Dr. Pepper, and her skin is better than mine and everything. It is so unfair.
Exactly, because it's mostly water.
So, you know, drinking 8 glasses of water every day is kind of like, you know, flossing. It's like, you know, you do okay with it for 1 or 2 days, and then you forget about it for about 3 or 4 months, maybe a year. But 87% of Americans say that getting enough hydration is important, especially in the morning, because it sets the tone for the rest of the day. Now, I don't know how well you do with your water drinking in the morning. They say one hack is to just get up immediately and slam a bottle of water, because normally you're thirsty in the morning. And that's a perfect time to get some hydration going.
I am thirsty, but for coffee.
Okay.
I have a really hard time waking up and immediately drinking water.
Okay. 80% say their lives would be improved if their hydration improved.
I tell you, when I was on that diet, and I did drink a lot of water, my skin felt better. I felt better. I don't drink as much.
Uh-huh.
Just well, light beer.
Okay.
Those people say that. They're not doctors. They don't know. It's like, oh, I think I would improve if I did this or this. But you don't really know that. You just think that.
All right. 57% say they're nicer when they're hydrated. Huh.
Maybe we could all use some more water.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
That probably does make a difference. You think about it.
Let me have some more diet.
Well, okay. Okay. Let's see if you are you any nicer.
I feel really nice.
Oh, yeah. 44% think 8 glasses of water is an up-to-date recommendation. I think that's a little high.
I think it's a lot, too.
I've always heard half your body weight in ounces for water, and that's how much you're supposed to drink.
So if you weigh 180, you're supposed to drink 90 ounces?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know. It is. But that's what the doctor told me.
Yeah. My doctor says, here, take this pill.
Well, and they say, like, your brain is 75% water.
All of you is, like, 75% water.
So, basically, we're just like water balloons with opinions is what we are.
And how come it's easy to sit down and drink a case of beer, but nobody's ever sat down and drank a case of water?
It's like,
it's not even good for you to drink a case of water. You can die from that.
You come into the party, and you have, like, one of those big 32 packs of Evian. Come on!
you got to bring your cooler. Keep them on ice.
I'm sorry. But so factors that influence Americans' water intake, 39% said exercise. If you do any exercise, you are immediately thirsty. And the only thing that really can quench that thirst is not the Gatorades or some of those drinks. It is water. Water refreshes you better than any other soda, like any other substance, I think.
I don't know. When I was working out, margaritas did a pretty good job.
True.
There was a Mexican restaurant right next to my gym, and I would just walk over.
And I'll tell you what, a good fresh Coca-Cola, it's hard to beat that for refreshment of thirst.
Yeah.
An ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Fountain.
With a little bit of slush in it.
Fountain drink, no. Yeah, not a bottle.
Yeah, a bottle. That bottle, the glass bottle, is awesome.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Other factors about Americans' water intake, 34% said being busy is why they drink a lot of water. They're just busy, so they're just going to get a water on the go. And then 27% said the taste of water makes a difference and why they drink more water.
I agree with that.
Yes.
Some waters taste almost sweet.
Well, and you know what? The different types we've talked about before, you know, Avion, the Aquafina, the whatever.
Deer Park.
The Deer Park.
Dasani.
Nestle.
I think it's
Nestle's nasty.
I think that's Deer Pea.
Yeah.
Because I had one recently, and I'm like, this is weird tasting, and I realized it was Deer Park.
Have you tasted the Smart Water?
No. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, it's good.
I don't feel very smart spending $4 on a bottle of water.
No.
But it's good.
I know. I'm like, what are they putting in that stuff?
They're not talking about you. They're talking about themselves. They're like, this is smart for us to sell this water for $4.
It's true.
Is it really that expensive?
It's pricey.
See, I can't pay that much. I drink tap water at home.
Yeah.
I keep pictures of tap water.
Yeah.
Cold. You trust Greenville County enough for that?
Yes, I do. I'm born and raised here. We've always had good water here.
Yeah. They need to put the nutrients like on the side of your sink or something. So, signs you are not drinking enough water. You struggle with what to say because you can't concentrate.
Dear God, I hope you do that on purpose.
Your mouth is dry. That's another reason why you haven't drank enough water.
Give him some water.
Yeah, and then you're so constipated you can't even use the poop emoji on your phone.
Bless.
Yeah.
Wow.
Water does help in that area. A lot of people don't know that, but
it helps to curb your appetite, too. I remember in high school, I was telling my mom, I was like, I'm still hungry after dinner. She said, drink a glass of water, and then you might be full. And I was like, Kathy, I'm about to emancipate myself. Give me a little Debbie cake.
Yeah.
I did not ask for more water.
If my child called me by my first name, I'd kick them out of the house.
Well, it's probably a little mutual.
They do say drink a glass of water before you eat.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to help you not eat as much.
That's not fun.
Why would
though.
You do that?
Yeah, Tom wants to eat as much
that's
as
why
he
can. I eat because I want to eat.
I know. Eating's overrated to me.
Oh, God.
That comes from somebody that's talking about tacos and everything.
I'm already looking at menus.
I know.
For lunch.
I tell you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I was just talking about one of my favorite drinks, Coca-Cola, but I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. There is a price you pay for drinking soft drinks.
Yeah.
There's a price you pay for all of the processed foods.
Well, you have to pay for it.
That's right, kid. I'm going to tell you what that price is right now. It's going to cost you 12 minutes of your life for every soda that you drink.
Oh, my.
It costs you 36 minutes of reduced life expectancy if you eat a hot dog.
Whoa. Okay.
That's significant.
How much?
36 minutes when you eat a hot dog, and a soda can cost you 12 minutes of life. So a six-pack is basically costing you an hour and change of your life.
Based on this evidence, I think I died 2 years after I was born.
Yeah.
You drink a lot of six packs of soda and a lot of hot dogs.
I eat a lot of hot dogs. Had some last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've had hot dogs.
You know, I think about this because my mom, she's big, you know, she's a grandmother, and she's up there, and she eats hot dogs and stuff all the time.
Well, it's costing her a significant portion of the rest of her life.
Okay. Well,
she don't have that long to live anyway, and now you're knocking 36 minutes off at a whop.
Yeah, but I'm like, she's eaten hot dogs her whole life.
Not like consistently.
No.
She would have lived to be 36 minutes longer for every hot dog she ate.
Yeah, but you hear those people who are the oldest people in wherever, and they're always like, I eat hot dogs every day. I drink vodka, I drink whiskey, whatever else. So
yeah, well, maybe the whiskey counters out some of the hot dog.
Yeah, I don't think I believe this.
Really? I do. I think, first of all, it's from the University of Michigan, and then I will qualify the soda thing. They said sugary sweetened sodas, so not necessarily diet sodas.
And are the hot dogs all beef or the mixture of meat?
They didn't go into details.
I think all beef would be better for you.
It's probably the worst ones you could eat, but they all have the nitrites in them to preserve them.
Does kosher make it better?
That's a good question. It could.
Okay. Well, then I'm fine.
I don't know if they have the chemicals in the kosher ones or not. But they might.
And then they have those turkey dogs.
Now those, you're dying as you eat those. Like a little on the inside.
No, I'm like, I ain't celebrating Thanksgiving today.
What if, though, you put a can of Vienna sausage and line them up in a hot dog bun?
Anus sausage?
Vienna sausage.
Oh, Vienna sausages. Yeah. I imagine those are as bad for you as hot dogs.
And then take a straw and drink that juice.
That's probably worse for you than a soda, too.
Yeah. I wash my Vieners.
You know, that's pretty incredible if they can really say that this is making that big a difference. Like, I think of drinking a soda and it's like, oh, that took 2 minutes off your life. And you're like, so what? I can drink a lot of sodas and the end of my life, I don't care if I lose 20 minutes. But they're talking about losing 30-something minutes on a hot dog and 12 minutes on a soda.
Yeah, but what if you drink the prebiotic sodas? See, I'm adding years.
I don't know about all that. You might make your stomach better while you're alive, but I don't think it's adding any life.
You're also dying a little bit inside, like Tom said, when you do that stuff.
Those actually aren't bad.
Really? The
Olipop? Yeah, the poppy ones. Yeah.
No, Olipop. Oh, my gosh, they're good.
You know what? When my dad had his bypass surgery, the doctor said, you need to cut out your fried foods. I think the next day my dad was eating fried chicken. He said, I'm going to live my life and enjoy it.
Well, now, I've said that before. It's not about the date on the beginning of your tombstone and the end. It's the dash in between that matters.
So I'm going to go get me a sack full of hot dogs from Skins today and just and a 12-pack of Pepsi.
Could you arrange for someone to come in for you tomorrow?
I think also the processed ham and all that stuff, that it's in the packages.
Well, they didn't study it, but I would assume any processed stuff is bad for you. You know, I took a cancer study here in Greenville at the hospital system. I dropped out because I had to go to the hospital system to do it, and it was too far. But they told me on the first visit, they said, hey, you know, anything that is in a plastic wrapper is bad for you.
But that's what we talked about recently. How do you not get something?
Yeah, life's too busy. You know, like that's why you go and you get your plastic hot dogs.
Well, make it really busy because you're not going to have as much of it.
Yeah, but even with that, like if it's fresh cut in the store and then put in a bag, does that make it better? Or, I mean, is there any way that you can make it a tiny bit more convenient and not so deadly?
It has to do with all those preservatives. So anything that has less preservatives is better. But the deli meat's going to have a ton of preservatives in it.
Which is weird because you would think the preservatives would help you. Like, yes, preserve my body too. Thank you.
They're chemicals and it's only preserving dead stuff, not living stuff.
I'm dead on the inside.
Yes, you are.
Back in the day, though, like many, many centuries. You kill that pig or whatever you're killing, you're gonna eat it right now.
And salt was the only preservative.
Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to keep it for a while,
I just think none of those people are alive today because
I know.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, girls, you know what? When you're out with your girlfriends on the girls' night out, you're always talking about your man. And have you ever thought about what would he like you to say to his other girl, to your girlfriends about him? So a lot of times women will go out to the girl with the girls and they'll start just tearing the guy down, like saying, you know, he's lazy, plays video games all day, sitting on the couch, and he doesn't even bathe on the weekends. And, you know, they just tear the guy down when ultimately he would like to think that you are building him up when you're out with your girlfriends.
We don't really talk about the guys all that much. It's more of like, how many appetizers are we getting? Do we want the extra cheese dip?
Y'all don't slam on your guys?
Not really, no.
Because a lot of women do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's good. You hang out with good people.
Yeah.
So my wife has like a specific list of things that she's never supposed to talk about our private life. Like, don't mention this because it'll get blown out of proportion and they'll be like, oh, look at that. Tom does this or Tom doesn't do that. So I'm like, don't mention that I don't do the lawn anymore and stuff like that. Don't tell them you have to do it now.
They could just listen to the show and know exactly how you are at home.
I don't think they listen.
Those are good girls.
So what does he want you to tell the girlfriends about him? So what is he wanting you to say about him to your girlfriends? About how great that you are treated by him.
Yes.
It might be a nice dinner that, 85% of the guys want you to brag about how sweet he is, his sweet side.
Now, I tell my wife, I'm like, if they start bad talking their men, you just tell them how great I am. And I just bring up something good that I do, and I'll give her a little list of those things.
So she can just pull out her cell phone, start scrolling
like
through the list.
How I took out the trash once last month.
Okay, they also want you to tell them about how funny he is. He's always fun. He's always doing these funny little things around the house.
My wife doesn't have to do that. People come up to her, they're like, it must be awesome being married to Tom. He's so funny.
That made me laugh.
Yeah.
But don't you think the girls, the other girls would just go like, all right, that's enough. Enough about your man.
Well, and that's what
you
want.
Oh, your man's so good.
That's what you want. You want them to be sick of hearing how good you are.
Then you won't get invited to the next lunch because they don't want to sit during lunch and hear how good you've got it and their man sucks.
That works for me, too.
Well, the other thing is, if he's giving you the list, is he actually doing this stuff or is he just like, sprinkle a little sweetness on my name? You know what I mean?
You got to tell the truth.
Tom's one giving lists. Most guys aren't doing that.
See, they're doing it wrong.
They just surveyed the guys and asked them, what would you like your insignificant other to say about you on a girl's night out? So
your insignificant other.
Yeah, I know. He's funny. How great he treats you. Also, if he's bought you some kind of gift, like jewelry or something, 86% of the guys want you to show that gift to your friends.
Duh.
Yeah. That's why I bought it in the first place, like a big old fat ring or whatever.
Most women want to show it too.
I feel like he's worried about my friends a lot.
Yeah, because they have a lot of influence on you.
Yeah, but it's
we
also
want him to be telling you that you stay with him. He's a good catch.
It's not he ain't worried about the friends. He's worried about his ego.
No.
And her friends.
And how he looks.
Not at all. I don't care at all what those women think about me on a personal level, but I don't want him influencing my wife to think she's in a bad situation.
Well,
she'll know that on her own.
No, not necessarily. Because my wife will come home a lot of times and be like, wow, you know what? You're pretty good by comparison.
Oh, that's good. See? That's great. Because
I mean,
you know
it's not great.
And then she checks it off. All right, I said that to you today.
But you think about it, you want the girls to do the one-uppers about the guys. Right? Like, it's like you say she says something great about you, and then the other woman on, like Cindy, says something great about her husband, and then before you know it, it's a fight at the girl's night out.
Yeah, now it's a competition.
Yeah, I don't want that. I just want to make sure they know that I'm a great catch.
Okay, so he treats you great. He takes you out to fancy restaurants. He's funny. He buys you jewelry. And they also say that they want to you to talk about how great a little kisser he is.
This is weird.
Yeah, this is really weird.
It just got weird.
87% of the guys want you to tell their friends about their lip locking skills.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Why would my friends need to know that?
They don't. This is Hawk's weirdness.
No, it is not. This is in the article.
Where are you finding this? An old Cosmopolitan?
GQ.
More like Men's Health.
Yeah.
I want my woman to say I'm a good kisser.
Yeah. You got pretty lips. Sorry.
That was funny.
Yeah. So anyway.
Felt like it was funny.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, he just wants you to talk about him. Sometimes, you know, they always say, I don't care if it's good news or bad news, just talk about me when I'm out with my girlfriend.
He literally just said he wants you to talk good about him.
I know.
Not just talk about him.
I know.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't want you talking bad about him.
See, this is why we just talk food when we go out. It's a lot less awkward.
Can't go wrong there.
Exactly.
Let me tell you about this appetizer and how it's treated me.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last week was National Drive-Thru Week. I don't know if you went around through a drive-thru. They say the top complaints when we do go through the drive-thru, long wait times, also inaccurate orders. They didn't get it right. And then communication issues is a big frustration.
Yeah, now some of that's AI. You get an AI person and it's annoying. Or sometimes the speaker just sounds like it's been shredded.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're talking to the parents on Charlie Brown. So we sent Cato out to get revenge, and he was armed with a kazoo as he went through the drive-thru to go ahead and let the workers there see what it sounds like from our end. Let's check in with him now. Are you at a fast food place?
I'm pulling up to the drive-thru.
All right. As soon as they start talking to you, give them the order with the kazoo.
I don't know what to order. I'm not going to order anything.
Well, pick something.
Okay. There's nobody in line. Here I go.
Right. All right. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Can I try a name here? I got customers walking by laughing.
Can you come around to the second window, please?
All right, Cato, pull her out of the window and order through the kazoo face to face.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, do it.
just let her see it.
Yeah.
Dude, these guys that were walking by, they were just laughing. Okay, I'm on the second window.
All right.
Here I go.
Okay.
She's talking. She's looking at me. I got my phone in my hand, of course.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay. No.
All right, Cato, if you want to go ahead and get something there, get it, and we'll head to another store. That was funny.
Okay, I want sausage, egg, and cheese croissant and hash browns.
Cato, was she mad at you?
No, she was smiling. That's all.
All right, good sports there. After we had so much fun with that, we sent him to another drive-thru with his kazoo.
All right, you want to go ahead and get in the drive-thru line?
Oh, I'm in it.
Okay, how many cars?
There's one ordering and then one in front of me.
Oh, that'll go quick. They're pretty fast.
They're really fast, because actually, before you guys come to me, I was already in line, and I got up too fast. I had to circle around the building and get back in line. But, yeah, they're going through. They're flying. Now, what's interesting is the back door's open, and the employees are standing outside unloading a truck.
Oh, so they'll kind of see you.
So they're going to hear me and see me.
All right, so you got one person ahead of you?
Yeah, one person's ordering now. Do y'all want anything?
Not anything you can order. So far, you haven't had much luck. If they start to question you and tell you to pull around, ask them if everything's working, and maybe even don't use the kazoo for a second or two so that it sounds like that maybe it's starting to work again.
I got you. Here we go.
All right.
Can y'all hear them?
Yes.
I'm sorry, excuse me? I'd like to get a chicken sandwich. Please. She said, would there be anything else? And I said in the kazoo, no thank you. She said, drive around. I got the chicken combo, biscuit combo with hash browns and orange juice to drink.
All right, we got to see if you got that. I heard please. That was funny as heck.
All right, there's a car getting their food in front of me right now. So I guess I'm just going to pay for it. I don't even cash. I want to use a credit card.
All right, we'll pay you back.
They don't know who I am, though.
I don't think they could possibly have your order.
Now, do you want me to put the kazoo down?
Yeah, hide the kazoo and see what happens.
Now, if she hasn't got your order, I think you should go ahead and order with the kazoo.
Hey there, how are you?
Hi, we didn't get your order, sir. What did you
order? The chicken biscuit
combo with hash browns and orange juice to drink, please.
What are they laughing about?
I don't know. There's all of them standing there.
Use the kazoo now. Or when they give you the order, use it to say thank you.
Okay. They're running my credit card now. But sorry I'm going to late to work, but I'll be there in a minute. I'm acting like I'm on the phone. Hold down.
Say, I'm running late because they couldn't get my order.
That's me. Is that? Then I'll be hold that, please. Is that it? Oh. You should have seen the look on her face. She just looked like, what?
All right, Kate. Oh, yeah.
This was actually fun today.
Yeah, I'm going to get me one of those.
I'm going to keep it with me.
That's funny. All right, good Torture Tuesday.
I'll be on shortly.
So, no wonder we have communication issues at the drive-thru. We got Kato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk, you talked about a new service called Swimply, where you can rent out someone's house to go swimming at their swimming pool.
Yeah, it seems intrusive.
Apparently, another company capitalized on this, and they said, hey, you know, people aren't using their bathrooms most of the time. And a lot of folks hate going to a public restroom, so why not just have Airbnb?
Yeah.
And yeah. You just go and you use the bathroom at someone's house, you pay a small fee, and they're earning money off of something they would have otherwise not been using.
I'll be honest. Some of those public restrooms look horrendous. Right. And I would go to like a neighbor's house or something, knock on the door. Is this Airbnb?
What if they say, well, granny's in the shower, but go on in. She don't mind.
I think I'd just try a different Airbnb at that point.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, they mentioned a lot of ways to discuss that. In fact, we even have a commercial on right now that talks about plumbing issues, and they talk about having a code brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their way of letting the plumber know they've got really bad plumbing issues.
Yeah.
Without getting into gross detail. And here in the show, even on our show, every day we have these discussions about, oh, I need to go down and look for something in my car.
Hey, that's mine.
That's Kato's code for he has to go to the bathroom, but he doesn't want to say it.
And my code is I got to go down and look for something in Kato's car.
You stole Kato's code. I've got some codes that maybe you could take as your own, Hawk.
Now, one time I was at a bar with a friend of mine, and it wasn't far from my home. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to have to grab your car and run back home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back. While I was gone, somebody was asking me where I was.
Asking him where you were.
Asking my friend where I was, and he's like, I think he's gone to walk the neighbor's dog. So when I got back, the guy was like, hey, so you went and walked your neighbor's dog? I'm like, and my friend's like, that's what I told him. I said, yes, I was. Yes, okay. I don't have one anymore. But
well, you have your story of going out to the car to look for something. Hawk, you need to come up with something fresh and new.
Okay, well, I got the one where I say I'm going to go bust a grumpy.
Oh, dear. That sounds dirtier than just admitting what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe we can help you out here.
You can continue to look in my car if you need to.
No, let's help him out with some new ways to say this. Hawk, you could say, I need to go downstairs and log out.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like you're on your computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a mental image right there.
Okay. I have to go visit the Oval Office.
Eh, that one's old.
Is it?
Yeah, you've
never heard
that.
Heard that before.
Yeah,
I got to go visit the Capitol.
Really? Really?
Okay, that one I haven't heard. That's funny.
That's the reason you haven't heard that. Okay.
That's funny.
My food just submitted its resignation letter.
Okay.
I've got to download the brown load.
Okay. Oh, Tom, that's too far.
Oh, Mr. Busta Grumpy. Yeah.
That Busta Grumpy is very family friendly.
Okay. I've got to go take care of some paperwork. Toilet paper, but you got to take care of some paperwork.
Oh, okay. That's
right. Yeah. I'm going to go lose some weight.
All right.
Oh, that's yours.
I've lost a couple pounds. Yeah.
I know, right?
People have said that one.
Time to do the Wordle.
No. Okay.
That's what people do whenever they go to the bathroom. They do the Wordle while they're on the toilet. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I'm just thinking of ways that you could come up to say this without being as bad. One person said that he told his friend he needed to pull over soon. He was feeling a little long in the colon.
Oh, dear.
All right.
I don't know exactly what that means, but I would have pulled over.
You can take the kids to the pool.
Oh, drop the kids off at the pool.
People say that. Yeah, I've heard that.
I need to drop the kids off at the pool.
I just made a Jackson Pollock. You want to come see it?
If you did that, you need. I know. I don't know if you know what a Jackson Pollock looks like.
Don't it look all? It's kind of like all mixed up.
It's like a splatter paint.
Splatter paint. I don't think you.
Yeah. I thought she meant
sick. Actually,
I thought she meant the fish. Is Pollock a fish?
It is. But Jackson Pollock's an artist who slung the paint everywhere.
Yeah,
that's not an artist.
You need to see a doctor.
Neither will talk. Those are the nicest ones. Someone said, I'm going to knit a brown sweater. That's just gross.
That's, yeah.
I'm harboring a fugitive.
Okay.
Well, I hope people's enjoying breakfast this morning.
I hope they already had breakfast. So maybe you could choose one of those instead of busting a grumpy or stealing Cato's method of explaining what he's doing.
In fact, I think I did leave something in my car. I need to go check.
Again?
Let's go together.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.